There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, time flies when we're on the air. We've got Miles joining us. Welcome, Miles.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hello, Dr. Rick. How are you doing?
I'm going bald. Unnatural causes.
Please don't.
I pulled it out. Yeah.
Okay. Gentlemen, I'm calling you because we're in the middle of the project, got held on, and then was listening to you. And I want to catch up on the topic of the radiation. Number one, German television last year reported on the Yakuza, how they recruit the homeless in all kinds of cities all over Japan, and how they clean up, how they do the cleanup work in the Sendai area, in the entire Fukushima prefecture. Horrific what you see there. They clean gardens and concrete walls with high pressure cleaners and test them then with a radiation measurement tool. But what is more disturbing to me is that the kind of radiation that we are exposed to created a predator species on that planet that nobody's talking about. And that's what I'm very worried about. I don't know if you have heard about the so-called Iradia couple. Have you?
Yes, I have.
Vincent, have you heard about the Iradia couple?
Yes, Miles, I have. And let me let the class know, Miles is joining us from the European Union. So he's calling from another continent. So his perspective is global. Please continue, Miles.
I'm calling you from the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What it is this couple is representing a new kind of species of, I don't dare to say humans, because they don't have the DNA of a human. They cannot digest organic food that is necessary for our bodies. What they need to ingest and digest is radioactive material.
Pregnant.
And so they need food.
They need food. And everything you see around us, the entire nuclear industry producing abundance of it for a new army of predators that have been hybridized here on this planet.
When I worked military, I was involved with other life forms like shapeshifters, Wendigo, you know, Bigfoot, and other kinds of life forms that were non-human that somehow integrated like a vampire in the movies with normal society living in an underworld format. And there are other kinds of life forms. The Hopis sing about that in their songs and dances. They have ghost dance where they have certain kinds of white warriors and other kinds of time travelers, if you will, that are involved with our species. And whether or not this couple exists or not, I have not seen scientific data on that yet. Okay, I've only heard rumor. And there is, however, a life form that is thriving at both Chernobyl and Fukushima called a black slime mold. And that does exist and is scientifically proven as a life form that thrives in these kinds of environments. My guess is the habitat that we are creating is something similar to what you would find down in Galactic Center and with the high-end electromagnetic radiation. Now, I don't know what this all means yet. It's just possibly another distraction. What I do know is that we do need to really reconsider nuclear energy as a source of power. There are far cheaper and better systems that have no toxicity like these do. Why do we continue and persist? And Texas, right now, wants to open up new nuclear power plants. Why?
No disagreement here with you. There is a German PhD. He had 5 doctorates. All have been taken back because he wrote a book in the 1970s. I don't know the English title, the German title translated would be called The Day We Sealed Our Coffins. He wrote about what the consequences have been when we turned on the first nuclear reactor on humanity. And the interesting part here is the elements that have been named after gods and planets, one being uranium after Uranus, and the other one being plutonium after Pluto, the destroyer. So I kind of have the feeling that whoever named these elements, these isotopes, very much knew what he or they were doing with that back in these days.
Well, plutonium has always been known to be serious. I mean, you know, there it is. So I don't have a response on any of this. I don't know anything about the nuclear couple. If you have links, I'd appreciate more information.
Just go on the internet to go to whatever kind of search engine and type in Iradia, like irradiated, Iradia couple, and you will find pictures as well as YouTube videos with them. Okay,
Miles, needs to be vetted.
Miles, before you go, do you have enough time to share with us what's happening in the weather? When you and I talked about it, you had a dramatic shift in weather in 17 hours. Do you have time to share that?
Sure. Well, we have been cooled down yesterday within 17 hours from 38 degrees centigrade to 17 degrees centigrade. So we had a drop of 21 degrees, and in the nighttime we have a drop about 12 degrees centigrade. That was pretty dramatic, and we had hail coming in.
You only find that in deserts, you know, like that kind of a shift. Yeah.
Right, I'm familiar to that, to the climate in deserts. So what we're experiencing right now here is hail in golf ball sizes. Just prior to talking to you, we had another hailstorm going through here. That was just lintel size. But yesterday and the day before, we had two hailstorms coming through very intensively. A lot of damage here to the roofs and to cars and to all kind of...
Yeah, Italy has tornadoes that actually has killed a couple of people last night. I saw that in the media. By the way, the golf ball and larger hailstorm is a prelude to the day after tomorrow. That is how it works.
And what happened is we could isolate one of the agents for cooling down the air with that hail, and that was HCB, hexobenzol. And in the southern part of this country I live in, we have the situation that the farmers are forced now to cut the hay and to dispose it in a special waste facility because it's not useful anymore to feed cows or any kind of livestock with it.
Miles, this is a huge problem that you're talking about because when we cut hay, just for our use, we cut 300,000 pounds a year. 300,000 pounds. That's just one farm. So you're talking about a countryside, right?
It's like a state in America. It's just comparatively much smaller than that and than the American states or an American state, but still it is a lot of hay that needs to be delivered down there in order to keep their livestock, these farmers' livestock, alive.
Let me see if I've got this right. This hay that you're talking about with HCB contamination is toxic to the cows?
It's not only toxic to the cows, it's toxic to any life form. It if it enters the body, it stores itself, it accumulates in the body in the fat cells. And it's toxic. It's a poison.
Okay. So what are they doing about it, Miles? They're destroying this this hay, right? Can you talk about that or not?
They're not just, it's not a plan to destroy hay. It's just a plan to cool down the weather. You will, if you go on the internet and Google patents for geoengineering and HCB, you will find approximately 500 patents that have been filed for geoengineering with HCB as a cooling agent in higher atmosphere for ice nuclearization. And so it's a very broad attack against every life form, being it trees, men, women, children, horses. It doesn't matter. It kills everything.
Miles, are you seeing the same thing that I'm seeing around in the Ozark Mountains, including here on our farm, where the trees are dying, the bark is sick, the leaves are sick, plants are sick? Are you seeing the same thing, 50-year-old trees just dying? The young trees are able to survive this a little better, but the older trees are dying. Are you seeing the same thing in Europe?
I don't have the stats here now, but I can tell you we were cutting down until 10 days ago 1,200 tons of beech trees because the beech trees are dying, especially the older ones. Interestingly, the hazelnut is flourishing. The hazelnuts are great, but the oak trees are dying and the beech trees are dying. They are suffocating.
We're seeing the oaks, the red oaks.
Yeah, the oaks are dying out here also. That's correct. Yeah.
Gentlemen, I let you go. You have a great day. Thank you for your time. All the best to you.
Thank you so much, Miles. Miles from the European Union Senior USA Preparers Instructor. Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I will be right back following these few short commercial announcements. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. And, Rick, you know, what we do here at USA Prepares is connect dots. That's one of the things that we do. And what we're finding out is that the dots that we're connecting are the same dots that are found in Europe. So when we talk about the weather here, and we talk about the trees dying, we talk about the algae on the ponds, those are the same things that are happening in Europe. And so some might say, well, it's just the changing weather. But if you look up, as farmers do, and if you look down, as farmers do, you start seeing these dots, and you start asking questions. Now, unfortunately, at USA Prepares, we don't have the resources to do the testing that it would be nice to do so that we could, you know, prove what we're saying is absolutely true. But it's interesting that when we connect the dots, you can see that it's happening in Europe as well to Europe, European farmers, just the same way it's happening here. And a change, Miles was talking in centigrade about the climate temperature change. And that's about 40 degrees, a 40-degree change in 17 hours. That's
actually, it's more like 50, and that's like the deserts.
Mm-hmm.
50-degree change in weather, 50.
Yeah. And, Rick, when you mentioned the golf ball-size hail, I was in the shower this morning. For some reason, we have this low volume. Well, you've been in the shower, so you know it's like it's a low volume, high pressure. It's kind of like being in at the end of a pressure washer. You know, that you might use on your car. It's kind of like that. Not a lot of water, but a lot of volume. But anyway, I'm sorry, a lot of pressure, but not a lot of volume. Anyway, so this white noise, this sound, is what the shower makes. And I was thinking about these dots, and I was thinking about the mold, and I was thinking about how the weather is really damaging the farms. And our neighbor has a problem because his neighbor's cattle corral all these steel panels that are 10 feet long have washed downstream and are now embedded in trees. So he has cattle panels, many of them stuck overhead in trees. And it's going to take a tractor with a front-end loader to dislodge the cattle panels, which are steel fence panels that probably weigh 50 pounds to 100 pounds each, stuck in trees because the water carried them up into the trees because the water was so high. Washed away fences and washed his cattle panels onto his neighbor's farm. So we're trying to help the neighbors solve that problem, but that's one problem. And then, so another dot that I was connecting this morning was this hail thing. Now, if you have golf ball size hail, and we talked about this at the last meetup, we talked about hail damage in Texas. Linus Ertley is one of our instructors, and he spoke for 45 minutes or so at Monday's meetup about the hail damage that's happening and how some roofs can handle it better than others. But here's the point. If you have golf ball size hail pummeling a roof, it's going to damage the roof, which is going to cause leaks. Now, if you do enough of that damage and not everybody's insured, then what happens is those homes start to leak and they become mold takes over those homes and destroys the homes. So now we have homes that are going to be failing because of hail that came from a storm. And most people would say, well, you know, it's Mother Nature. Well, it's engineered Mother Nature. So we're now destroying homes. And what will happen with those homes? Well, they'll be bulldozed. So now we'll have less homes. Well, we don't need as many homes because we're killing people. So we kill the people, we give them the injections, we give them the immunizations, we give them poor food, we tell them that vitamins and supplements, well, that you get all that in your food, so you don't need that. So now we have sicker people, we have fewer homes, there'll be less of us, and it's just, if you look at it, it's 360 degrees of destroying humanity. And that's what I see. What do you think?
I believe that we are above the temperatures that brought about the Jurassic end. It was at 5 degrees. The oceans are now above 5 degrees. I think we're going to see a 10-degree rise in the temperatures, which will be a epoch event, an extinction event.
And our species can't handle the radiation that the...
They
can't handle it.
Nope.
Now, the other team looks like they like it. That's a big problem. That's a really big problem for our team. And we know of no safe disposal method. None. None that works. But the other team loves radiation. We'll be right back.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play into political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. His website is richardallanmiller.com. So if you'd like to check his website and buy some of his books, it's richardallanmiller.com. richardallanmiller.com. Hey, Rick, we were talking about the Marshall Islands, and it looks like Amelia Earhart probably crashed. on the Marshall Islands or very, very close, and that she was probably captured by the Japanese and held as a spy. If she hadn't been, she probably would have been killed by the radiation, right?
I don't know about that part. The spy part sounds more likely. Japan and the ability for men to survive in hostile environments like this is amazing. And when you're older, you don't have the severe reactions that a child might without a developed thyroid. The thyroid is part of your first line of defense. There are some nascent iodine protocols that I would start recommending we all start observing. I believe we should probably do that. I don't know what it all means yet, but I'm knowing that habits of cleanliness, what is that, how I do what I do, hygiene. I leave my shoes at the door now. I do not track my shoes into the house. Just protects, not even talking about radiation and other kinds of contaminants that might be coming out of the atmosphere. I think it's time we start to rethink how we do what we do for cleanliness and hygiene. I think that that is part of, like a garden now needs to be undercover.
That was another thing that I was thinking about in the shower today because of the food supply. As Miles was talking about the contamination from above by the geoengineering.
They've hijacked our air like they have our water. And when you realize what that means, remember Matt Stein said 3 minutes for air, 3 days for water, and 3 weeks for food. Now we have a problem, Houston.
Yeah. So if you extrapolate this out, what has happened in Europe, and this is some of the information that I've received, that the spraying has contaminated some of the grass, the fields. The cows are grazing on the fields, in the pasture. And so now their milk is contaminated. And that milk is going into lots of food products.
Well, you know, we had that with the initial nuclear explosions in Utah, and that nuclear radiation got into Montana and Idaho and the milk supply for those people that were, I don't know, born in 1950 through 53, now have thyroid problems.
And what has been done, according to the information, our sources at USA Preparers, is instead of not using that contaminated milk, what's happening is that contaminated milk is being mixed with good milk. So now everybody gets his fair share and her fair share of the geoengineered, sprayed, contaminated milk. And that is exactly what happened in the former Soviet Union when Chernobyl, the Chernobyl catastrophe happened, and the downwinders farms received radiation or radioactive fallout from the sky, being downwinders, and the cows and the animals grazed on that contaminated grass. What they did was, instead of putting a fence around all that contamination, what they did was they built a computer model, a computer system that would track all the beef that grazed on those contaminated grasses so that everyone would get his fair share of the radioactive contaminated meat. And that's what we're learning is happening in Europe. Same thing with milk. Now, pretty soon, and we're tracking all kinds of food shipments everywhere, right? So I was in the shower thinking about, all right, so we have to grow our own. Really? Yeah, but we have to cover it. We have to have a cover over what we're growing in our gardens, right, to protect it from the sky.
So part of my sustainable lifeboat now is requiring a greenhouse, something where your food and your primaries are grown undercover.
Rick, there's on your website, if you look at your sustainable lifeboat, you've got a greenhouse on a barge.
Out in the ocean, yeah. Figure it like space, with space migration, intelligence increase, longevity expansion.
I mean, there you've got two greenhouses, you've got a heating system, it's on this great big barge, and, you know, you've got some kind of lighting system going on in there. Rick, can you tell us about the event that you're going to be speaking at on the 17th, which is not Friday, but next Friday?
Oh, you mean in Chicago? Yeah, there's going to be some heavy-duty speakers. In fact, I'm excited not so much because of what I'm going to do, but what I'm going to get to mix with. In my opinion, there's one guy that has a new concept on the periodic chart that uses a spiral, and it is way beyond Mendelbrot, and not Mendelbrot, Mendelssohn that did the periodic chart. I have to say, I think this psychotronic conference is going to be excellent. My primary will be about the non-local mind and how to change the movie.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you tell us about it? It's
not.
It's Friday the 17th, right, Rick?
Well, it's there's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then I'm going to probably do a workshop on Monday. Uh huh.
All right. So you're going to be in Chicago
for 6 days.
6 days
in Chicago. Okay. Yeah, they're bringing me in on Wednesday night, and I leave Tuesday morning.
Uh huh. And do you know what the cost is? So if our class
if
wants
to... If there's a problem, I will try to see what I can do. If people don't have it, they should bring things for barter. I think everybody's open to it. Scott Burke, that is putting this on, is he's a retired high school physics teacher who is doing his father's original work in the 70s. Psychotronic means free energy. It started in Prague at the first psychotronic conference, and it was the first paranormal conference in the world where I presented my holographic concept. And in 1974, then, I worked with the Reverend J. Gordon Melton of the Society for Psychical Research, and Dr. Carl Schweiker, the Smoking Man, and I presented papers. Mine, at that time in 74, was titled Time Distortion, or I Never Knew There Were Corners in Time Until I Was Told to Stand in One.
Hmm.
So I'm coming back after 40 years doing the same conference. Bearden was going to be there. He's too ill, out of Texas. There will be other famous people like myself that have been doing this for more than 40 years. Scott's doing an incredible job, and I hope this gets a lot of play.
Well, I'd like to get the word out. So how do I get more information?
I'll send you some posters. It's posted on my Facebook and my website, but I'll send you some posters that you can work with. It's an interesting conference, and if you come up, you're welcome to stay with me in the motel and, you know, slum.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Call that. You're welcome.
Wouldn't that be fun? I'm going to see if I can make that happen.
You can do a podcast from there. Imagine interviewing other people like me in one spot at one moment.
Wouldn't that be fun? Okay. I will, if you can send me that information, I will work on that.
I'll get that for you today. You betcha.
Okay. So, Rick, you were talking about the aluminum pollution that has been tested by scientists. Coming from the sky, geoengineering. Can you share more about that?
Well, I went in for blood work. There it is. I've got aluminum poisoning. And so how do I do that? I don't know yet. I'm going to maybe look at Ormus and some other technology, but at this moment, we're all infected. And I haven't confirmed this yet, but it would seem that it affects specific blood types more than others, like Morgellons. There's vectors.
Rick, have you heard of the dark field microscope?
Yes, but I'm not familiar with it. Go ahead and brief me, please.
Okay. Well, I was talking with one of our instructors, and he suggested that you have your blood examined under a dark field microscope and see if there are critters in your blood. And it's a 72-hour examination of what's in your blood using a dark field microscope.
I'll so check that one, out.
Yeah, please do. You know, Rick, there are people who listen to us all over the world. And, you know, I find it fascinating that you have a lot of friends all over the world, friends whom you have not met. And they're concerned about all of us here at USA Prepares, all of us. It's very interesting. And they want us to stick around. They want us to stick around because they feel that the information that we are providing is leading edge, maybe bleeding edge, and but not fear-mongering. You know, we're not saying things like you're all going to die, and but if you buy this bucket of food from us, you're going to be okay.
By the way, a dark field microscope is it's an electron microscope where it does not use scattering beams to like you how you usually will illuminate something. What this does is looks at the illumination coming off the object from the electron level. And so that's what a dark field is. And why they're doing that, it's to use in contrast to unstainable samples, like where they would normally stain the blood so that they can see the red and the white blood cells and the different kinds of critters. This is a different technology that light enters the microscope. Normally, you know, the light path is from the illumination of the sample.
Okay, hold that thought, and we'll talk about how many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're...
Take my... When you go to the
season...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Richard A-L-A-N Miller. .com, and you can meet him not this Friday, but the following Friday in Chicago, and we'll have more information about that on the website. Rick, very quickly, we have Sherry on the line from Kansas, but you have aluminum poisoning. Can you tell us about that very quickly?
Are you talking to me or him?
No, I'm talking to you.
Oh, me, aluminum poisoning, yes. I have aluminum in my body right now, yes. I verified it. I went down and got blood work. There it is. And so how do I get it out of my body? Well, I'm working on that right now. Prune juice.
Rick, what are the symptoms, Rick? Would it be tired, lethargic?
Loss of mind, like I can't quite remember things that I used to enough that I can notice it. That's
okay,
the
Rick,
creepiest part, is to see that my memory isn't what it was.
Okay, Rick, that is 100% universal. What I'm finding is talking to people all over the country, they're all saying the same thing. Less energy, lethargic, can't get up, can't start, can't finish.
And then associated depression of not sleeping too much, over-dehydrated, drinking way more fluids than I ever drank before, ever.
Right. This is what I'm learning that's happening, connecting the dots all over the country, literally all over the country. Everyone is saying the same thing. Many, many of our instructors have contributed that information, and our class is saying the same thing. So next week, can you tell us what the protocol is to reverse
it? Well, I'll do it when I'm doing for myself, you bet.
Okay, that's great.
Sherry
in Kansas.
That doesn't mean it's efficient, and it doesn't mean it's going to work. I can just tell you what I'm doing.
Great, great. So that's next week. Sherry in Kansas, you're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and me. Welcome.
Hi, fellas. Dr. Miller, I heard someone say yesterday that malic acid helps you get aluminum out of your system, and I was wondering...
I've heard that. I'm going to check that out as one of the vectors. Yes, ma'am.
Do you know if that occurs naturally in any plants, and also do you know how to use it?
I don't have that in my database. I will make certain that by next week at this time I do know where malic acid comes from.
Well, I know that you can buy it at the place where you get beer and wine making supplies. I know they use it.
For converting sugars. That's correct.
Is that right? Okay, that's all. Thanks.
Well, cool. That was a good one. Thank you, Vincent.
Well, you know, Rick, there's a lot of concern out there, and literally what you're describing is happening to all of us. And I was on the tractor twice so far trying to cut the hay. We had, in the last 10 weeks, we had two periods where we had 3 days in a row of sunshine. They stopped spraying for a couple of days, and we actually had our normal sunshine back. And I was out in the tractor, and I was thinking about all of us who are out there breathing, who are out there, you know, we're not keyboard warriors. We're actually outside for hours and hours, you know, doing what we do. Farmers, for example, and others. There's others who are outside besides farmers, and we're all breathing this stuff. And what's the escape? Do we stay inside? How does that work? That doesn't work very well either. So there's no escape from this.
It's in everything now. It's in everything now.
Mm-hmm. And the people who are doing this have declared war. They have declared war on us. No question about it. And we're talking about in meat, we're talking about in milk products, cheese, grains, our water supply. It's in our water. I would suggest that all of us in the class consider getting some kind of a carbon block water filtration system. Seriously. Rick, what do you think?
Well, that's what I do now. I filter everything as best I can.
Yep. Dr. Richard L. Miller, thanks so much for being with us. I'm going to see if I can swing up toward Chicago, not this Friday, but following Friday. Won't that be fun? So I'll post on the website, usapreparers.com, the information where Rick is going to be. So Rick is traveling. I travel. We're both speaking, and we'd love to meet more of our class in person. So class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
It's been July.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.